Motions and resolutions.
Battaglia moves that the name of Murphy be added as an author on House File Number 1000.
There's no objection, so order.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Anderson.
How did we get on this order of business?
We have nothing.
Next order of business, Mr. Speaker, is the general orders calendar. I have not heard a motion here that we should skip the general orders calendar. So the next order of business before this body is to go on to the general orders calendar.
No problem. These are routine motions.
That needs work.
Those we just playing.
Oh, can't we?
Okay.
Yeah, attach that. We'll work that up after 12.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Vanasek.
Mr. Speaker, I have an inquiry. Could you tell me where is the workers' compensation bill?
In this.
We're waiting for the conference committee report.
Do you think we'll get
it? It's been signed. We're waiting for it, Mr. Vanasek.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Driver's bill, did we change number 7 on all copies? Okay, this is for journal only, Al. Journal only, the Senate passed the tax bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker,
Mr. Knickerbocker.
Mr. Speaker, what item of business are we on?
Well, the next order of business would be general orders for the day.
Mr. Speaker, I move that general orders be continued.
Mr. Knickerbocker moves that general orders be continued for the day.
Mr. Speaker,
ask for a roll call vote.
A roll call vote.
I move a call to the House.
I won't do my job.
10 hands call the House. There'll be a call to the House.
There's a special order.
Clerk will take the roll.
Mr. Speaker, I move that further proceedings of the roll call be dispensed with. Sergeant Arms be instructed to bring in the absentee members.
Mr. Speaker, I request a roll call.
Mr. Knickerbocker moves that further proceedings of the roll call be dispensed with. The Sergeant Arms be instructed to bring in the absentees.
Mr. Speaker, I request a roll call.
Those opposed, the motion passes.
Mr. Speaker, a roll call was requested. You heard it.
Mr. Speaker, make a ruling, please. Did that motion pass or fail?
Mr. Speaker,
clerk will close the roll.
Mr. Speaker,
the clerk will now,
Mr. Speaker,
take a roll call on the motion.
On what
clerk
motion?
Clerk will open the roll.
On what motion?
You asked for a roll call, you're getting a roll call.
Mr. Anderson. Speaker.
The motion before us is that general orders be continued.
Mr. Speaker, I have the right of the floor.
Clerk.
Mr. Speaker, open the roll.
Mr.
Right
Speaker,
now.
I have the right of the floor on that motion.
The clerk will open the roll. On the motion to skip general orders for the day. Clerk will close the roll.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker? Absentees, Mr. Speaker, we're in a roll call. We're in the call of the House.
There being 74 ayes and 25 nays, the motion prevails.
Mr. Speaker?
Mr. Speaker?
Mr. Knickerbocker.
What's the next item of business?
Mr. Motions Speaker. And resolutions.
Mr. Speaker, I have a motion at the desk. It has been distributed to the members.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn.
Mr. Speaker?
That order of business is always in order, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, I have a motion before us. It has been distributed to the members.
Mr. Speaker?
I would ask for a roll call vote on the motion, and I think it's something that the House wants to address itself to.
The clerk will read the resolution. The clerk will read.
There will be a roll call.
Mr. Speaker, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn.
Roll call, Mr. Speaker.
Whereas this House, by its action in the election contest involving the seat of Robert Pavlak, representative for House District 67A, determined that there was...
Mr. Speaker, may I ask the gentleman who...
Copies have been placed on the desk. Is there any discussion?
May I ask the question of the gentleman?
Mr. Speaker.
On the motion, we all know what it is. You've got it here in the... You can have it on your straight call.
Point of order! Point of order! Point of order!
Mr. Speaker.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order. I wanted to have an opportunity to express yourself.
Point of order.
I'm
point of order.
Point of order. For Bob Pavlak.
Mr. Speaker, point of order.
Point of order.
Mr. Speaker, point of order.
Mr. Speaker.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, I'm through with my remarks.
Please break the law.
Mr. Speaker, point of order. Mr. Speaker, point of order.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order.
No vote.
Mr. Speaker, I assume that the motion before the body is to adjourn because that's a higher ranking motion.
Mr. Speaker, that motion was not recognized. The matter before us is a vote on this particular motion. We're in the midst of a roll call.
Mr. Speaker, the rules of the House, I rise to a point of order. The rules of the House call for debate to be asked for on any motion pending before this House. There are people here rising to speak to the motion. You're not recognizing people. It is against the rules of the House.
There being 64 ayes and no nays, the resolution is adopted.
I appeal the chair, Mr. Speaker. Appeal to the chair, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Peeler.
Appeal the chair.
Mr. Speaker, members, I appreciate and I would like to yield to Representative Irv Anderson, but I guess, Mr. Speaker, that I've had some concern in regards to what the action has taken place this evening. I did not shout into the microphone. I stood and raised my hand, which is a normal recognition for a point of order. Mr. Speaker, the point of order, unfortunately, with the last vote, apparently has gone past. I guess I am very, very upset with the action that has just taken place. Mr. Speaker, I would like to ask at this time, with all due respect to the deference of the Speaker, to appeal the ruling of the Chair.
You had that right. Mr. Speaker?
Mr. Knickerbocker.
Mr. Speaker, the hour of 12 o'clock has arrived.
Not quite.
Move, we adjourn.
I'm not asking you, McDonald.
Mr. Speaker,
all those in favor of adjournment will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Division.
Mr. Speaker, can I rise to a point of order? Under our negotiated agreement,
I think Mr. Peeler had the floor.
It's my understanding that only the floor leader can make a motion to adjourn. Is that not correct? We've operated under that negotiated agreement for the entire legislative session, and I'm wondering if that's...
That's generally correct.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order?
What is your point of order? Mr. Speaker, isn't it correct that the Constitution has adjourned us at 12 o'clock?
Well, sometime time gets a little fast or a little slow. We've had to adjust clocks occasionally.
Mr. Speaker?
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, what was that voice vote that we just took? I didn't understand what we were doing.
The last voice vote?
Yes.
The one that I asked for a division on? That nobody seen?
I don't know whether you asked for a division on.
Well, I did.
There was a lot of shouting going on.
That was on adjournment.
That was on adjournment?
Yes.
And was there a motion, was there a point of order pending before the body at the time that that motion was made?
Mr. Speaker?
Yeah, I believe that someone over in here made a point of order relative to the...
Mr. Speaker?
No.
We had a motion before us to adjourn.
But Mr. Speaker, it was ruled, Mr. Knickerbocker, by the Speaker that under our negotiated agreement that only the floor leader can make that motion. So I think it's very obvious that your motion to adjourn is out of order.
Since it's past midnight, we're all out of order. Let's get out of here.
Mr. Speaker.
Speak for yourself, John. Make a ruling.
Mr. Speaker.
Well, I ruled that you're asking for the adjournment did not pass, Mr. Knickerbocker. And that's where we are.
Mr. Speaker, then the point of order that was raised was relative to the vote that was taken upon the resolution. That was the point of order.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Mr. Anderson.
Well, the point of order that was raised came immediately following the vote upon the resolution. There was a point of order made at that time. And at that time, Mr. Knickerbocker rose on the floor and made the motion to adjourn.
That is correct.
Okay. So that point of order pends before the body. Is that not correct?
Mr. Speaker?
Mr. Speaker, I might also call to your attention in Mason's manual. May I also call to your attention, Mr. Speaker?
I'm sorry,
I understand.
I was conferring.
May I also call to your attention, Mr. Speaker, paragraph 6 of section 505 of Mason's reads as follows. When a vote discloses that there is not a quorum present, which was the case when we voted upon the resolution. Go ahead. The vote is of no effect, and the subject of the vote remains exactly as though there were no vote taken.
I raise a point of order, Mr. Speaker. There's people from the governor's staff at the speaker's stand and all over the floor of this House. We don't need Governor Queen threatening for running the House. Point of order.
Let me just answer you. The governor's office is trying to accommodate...
John, you're being rude.
They'll be quiet in this House. Mr. Sieben, the governor's office is trying to accommodate this legislature to break the...
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of myself and my caucus, we appreciate the efforts the governor's office has made in trying to accommodate us.
Let me just ask a question, if I may, of the chairman of rules. Are you interested in the conference committees that have not been able to report? The governor is willing to accommodate us if you wish to do that.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not going to indulge in illegal tactics. It is now 5 minutes past 12, and I believe that the laws of this state provide...
How do you spell illegal?
Well, I'm not going to be a party of covering the clock, my friend.
Mr. Speaker?
Mr. Knickerbocker?
I'd renew my motion.
Mr. Knickerbocker moves to adjourn.
I rise to a point of order, Mr. Speaker, the same point of order that I rose to before. I would just as soon have us try to operate under the negotiated agreement, under the rules of the House, under Minnesota statutes, under the Minnesota Constitution. And we've done that throughout the legislative session, and it disturbs me greatly if for some, you know, whatever reason, that we can't do it in the final minutes of this legislative session. I'm very ashamed to see that happen. If we want to adjourn, I think we ought to ask on the floor leader, as provided for in our negotiated agreement, to make that motion.
The point of order has been raised on whether Mr. Knickerbocker can make the motion to adjourn. My ruling on it is that the point is well taken. Now, where do you want to go, Mr. Anderson?
Mr. Speaker, point of order.
Mr. Crandall.
Mr. Speaker, I'd raise a point of order on the grounds that the Minnesota Constitution supersedes all rules of this House or joint rules or Masons or anything else. Under the Constitution, this body charge has expired under the Constitution, and therefore we have no further business before this body.
Conference.
Mr. Speaker? Mr. Speaker?
Leadership down there. I think we should adjourn, Bill, and let them go down and call a special session. Everything stands to adjourn. We will. Stephen, no, that's out of order. Only Stephen can adjourn. He just ruled Knickerbocker's out of order.
Thank you. city the city.
Mr. Speaker, it's after midnight, it's 12:15. I think it's about time we all go home.
Just hold your horses, John. Unless you're the new caucus leader.
You made that motion?
That you gentlemen would walk out on a fight. I just can't believe that. I think we ought to stay a little calm.
Mother Penrose on me.
Carol.
adjourn prevail?
Right now?
As it? You rule that the motion to adjourn is
like this is not Knickerbocker's motion. I rule that it did not prevail. It's up to the orator to make it. I rule that the orator is the only one to make that motion according to our negotiated document.
Mr. Stephen?
Mr. Speaker, I have a very clear motion. I move we adjourn.
Mr. Stephen moves we adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
We stand adjourned.